It is the habit of certain individuals, human beings, common, that very important actions for us, for those people, they take them very slightly and casually, neglectfully. With ease, they are neglected and ignored or casually looked upon. We don't pay attention, or those individuals don't pay attention to those important actions. Doesn't matter how big a person is telling that person, a pious person, that this is not the case, this is the loss if you do this, or there's a loss here, or there's a benefit here if you do this. Then those individuals, certain people, they don't listen. They don't take the advice. Oh, it's okay, it's alright, I'll see what happens, we'll take a risk. And this is my experience in this condition, that eventually one day those individuals incur a big loss. And then when that loss is earned, they say, oh, that person was advising me, was totally right. My father told me right. My uncle told me right. That pious person told me right. If only I'd listened to what that person was saying, it would have been good for me to listen to him. And then the poor soul incurs a big loss, and apart from regret, there's nothing else that remains. So this is a very bad habit of the human being, that we take big things very slightly and don't pay attention to them. We don't focus who is speaking to me, who is advising me, who is explaining to me, what will be the loss if I don't listen, what will be the benefit, should I refrain from this, should I be safe from this, should I understand what that person's advising me. No, but we don't care. And this we do with the dunya, and unfortunately this is our situation also with regards to the hereafter, with regards to the matters that are important with the hereafter. And mostly on the day of resurrection and the day of Qiyamah, those people who will regret the most, the Qur'an explains to us, Allah's Kitab tells us, it's stated that those people will be mostly involved in the regret, those who very slightly or minimally took the advice of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Most of the people with regret will be in that section. In that sector, very slightly we take the words of Allah and Rasulullah and say, oh, it's okay, we'll see how it goes. When Qiyamah comes, we'll see what happens. And the shaitan and nafs, they make us so blind to reality that the person, when he hears the good advice or the directional instruction, we don't pay attention to who is saying this, whose kalam is this, who is telling us this. In other words, can there be anything worse than this? That Allah is telling us something, or Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us something, we don't take the instructions, the advice, the Quran and the Hadith are here, were sent for guidance, to instruct us, to give us the right direction. Allah Ta'ala says, don't do this action, this is the loss. Or Allah Ta'ala says, do this action, this is the benefit. But insan, the human being, is so, you can say, casual, that he doesn't pay attention to Allah Ta'ala's guidance and orders and instructions. But on the Day of Judgment, what will be the hal of that person? First and foremost, this gathering, we should make this intention, niyyah, that if this habit is within us, then inshallah we will eliminate this bad habit. Inshallah. Inshallah. I've seen this. There's loss for this in the dunya. Yes, and if a person doesn't pay attention to this bad habit in the dunya, and obviously there definitely is a loss in the akhirah, and the question doesn't arise that we will be able to avoid this. Quran will say, what now? You've died. You're in the hereafter. There's no second chance. Allah will say, my Quran was sent to you. My Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to you. The hadith were there for your guidance. There were people explaining to you, telling you, advising you, but you rejected. You ignored. So brothers, we need to eliminate this habit of ignoring Allah's guidance. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu qala, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man qawmi yajtamu yathkurullah la turudu bithalik. Now who is saying this? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who is narrating this hadith? Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, a great companion. And where has this hadith been mentioned? In big hadith kitabs, Bukhari Sharif. And who is narrating this? Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi is also narrating this. repeating this hadith. And look at the strength of the chain of narration. Can there be anything more stronger than this? What a big piece of information that's coming to us. Think about it. Think about it. And we, if we take this advice slightly, like we do, we are doing it, we shouldn't anymore. A person, if he is casual and he doesn't take things seriously, and we should take this nasiha. Don't think, where is it coming from? How was it gathered in a kitab? Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi, how much he must have made effort. He would have collected this hadith. He would have traveled far and wide. And how these points will have come to us. And then that hadith today, after hundreds of years in Bolton, in a gathering, this hadith is being discussed and mentioned. Allah Ta'ala has prepared all of this, astaghfirullah, for nothing. We think that Allah Ta'ala prepared all of this chain for nothing. So to listen to this hadith without any attentiveness and to take it into one ear and take it out the other, does this make sense for us? No. So what a big message. And it's a message that is beneficial for us. That action, that for example, the whole dunya is running after certain things in the world and we will pass away in that state. Then how Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that. That the thing that we will desperately need in the hereafter is that we want reward from Allah, that we are forgiven. We've attained salvation. Will this not happen? Of course, every man will be waiting for that on the Day of Judgment. That somehow, yaar, this announcement needs to be made for me. I'll be drowning in my sweat. Think of the condition, the severe condition. And the biggest desire of everybody will be that somehow I need to get the reward. Allah forgives us. Everyone will forget ibadah and worship. All who says, Allah, please have mercy on us so that I can be forgiven. Allah, today is the time. Think. You understand what I'm saying? Listen attentively. I'm not giving a speech. This whole subject matter has just come into my mind now that I'm delivering to you. Wallahi, I swear by Allah, during salah after salah, I thought that this is what we need to speak about. Otherwise, you know, we could just do dhikr. That's it. Think about this. Alhamdulillah. So Allah Ta'ala has inspired me to say these things so that maybe one of us can succeed by learning from what we're discussing today so we can understand. I don't know who's going to die very soon. That maybe from this gathering somebody's about to pass away. We don't know. So let's make niyyah. When we make niyyah, when a person makes intention for a good thing, then Allah accepts that action. So the first intention we need to make is what? What did I say? What is the intention? That we will not take anything slightly or casually or ignore good advice. If it's a worldly piece of advice, we won't ignore it because I could get lost. And with regards to hereafter, if Allah and His Rasul are advising us, then the question doesn't arise that a person should be lazy, neglectful and ignorant when it's easy to follow the instructions of Allah and His Rasul. Now let's see what is the message. So let's make niyyah that inshallah we will not listen to this message ignorantly, casually, but we will listen. And seriously, are we all ready? Inshallah. Shall I deliver the message? Okay. So first I clean the soil. I clean the dust and I'm taking the diamonds out from within the soil and the dust. So this is the hal now. Let's wipe away. I'm speaking about that time when we'll be standing on the day of resurrection. Today we're getting the cure so we can get the success on that day. And this is not some normal person, Mufti Sahib, Alim Sahib, Muhaddith. Who is this? Imam al-Anbiya, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who's given us this guidance. Rahmatul lil alameen, who's telling us this. Whose mission was that I want to save every individual from my ummah from Jahannam. In such a beautiful method he's given to us. And Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu said that this hadith I've just read. What is Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu teaches? That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qawmi yajtamihu yathkurullah." What is this message? What is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam telling us? I will recite this hadith further. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? That, oh, Anas, tell the people that until Qiyamah, explain to the people what? That those people, subhanAllah, whichever person, man, woman, group of people, from any group of people, if creed, color, race, if they gather together, like you are gathered, aren't you? Aren't you? Whichever qawm, nation, people, whichever individual, if people are gathered together and they gather together and do dhikr of Allah, yadhkurullah, say subhanallah again. And again say subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at this. So here now is coming the nasiha. So we say, no, I've done dhikr. No, Allah's Nabi Sallam said, no, this is not the point. So easy a formula Allah's Nabi Sallam has given to us that you are going to gather together. And after you gather together, you are going to do the dhikr of Allah. And be careful and cautious, subhanAllah, that Allah Ta'ala will give this to you and do this for you and give His ni'mah to you. Look at this point. No government, if a government does it or not, if a committee does it or not, if a man gives to you or not, if somebody who promises gives to you or not, but from Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, I've prepared for you the solution. But we will go to such a country, it's difficult to live there. There are people who haven't got iman there. Allah says, forget that. Whichever corner of the world a mu'min reaches to, this preparation will be made for him, Allah Ta'ala says. That's how easy it is. Why? What will happen there? Okay, we've done dhikr. What is the reward? Allah says, forget the reward. Forget the reward. Allah Ta'ala says that you'll be amazed and shocked that what is the reward for this deed that you are performing. Allah Ta'ala says that you will be amazed, the biggest reward you will get for this is that the objective of your life, which will give you success on the day of resurrection, is what? That when a group of people gather together and do the dhikr of Allah, then one angel on the heavens and the skies will announce, and that angel's strength and power will be such that the whole world will hear his announcement. The dead, the fish, the birds, the trees. No, not just here on earth. Everything in the universe, the dhakirin will be introduced by this angel. We're sat here, and our message will reach to where? Saudi Arabia, India, Malaysia, China. We don't even know, I've never seen. And here the message is, yes, not just to mankind, but the fish in the sea, in the oceans, in those remote areas will hear and understand. By chance, if this gathering for who has been announced, if he goes to China, then those fish will welcome that person. Ah, that this is that man who's come near to me, who we praise that day. And what is the job? That we, Allah Ta'ala has taken us from our homes, sat us down in a warm masjid. Did it take a lot of energy? We came in cars. Did we sit on a camel? Did we sit on a donkey? Did we walk here? Did we eat and drink? Did we fill our stomachs? We came, we ate, we walked here with ease and comfort. We had good clothes and we adorned ourselves with nice clothes. Alhamdulillah, it's warm here. This is the name of Allah. We didn't have hardship coming here. You apply the fragrance, eating, drinking, wearing good clothes. Allah Ta'ala is giving. But Allah Ta'ala says, I'm giving you all of this. These are such people who are not wasting this great opportunity I've given them. They are fulfilling the haq of my name. Al-Jaza'ul Ihsan. Allah says, Ihsan. That I favored them and they're repaying their favor. They are remembering, Allah Ta'ala says me. So Allah Ta'ala says they're not repaying, but they appreciate the favor. They're not doing acts of crime or banditry or wrong actions or wasteful talk or wasting their time. No. Allah Ta'ala says that the preparation I've made, they have changed the direction of their cars. Let's go to Makki Masjid today, or this masjid, to do the dhikr of Allah. Is this not happened today? Look at this. So then, what happens after that? So then what did the angel say after that? That who is telling us this? Who is advising this? This commentary that's been given, who is explaining this? Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us this. So then, the announcement is made by that angel. Can there be a person here who doesn't believe in this? Once Rasulullah has told us, so the angel calls out, Where? You've just said, and you had so much yaqeen that a person sees with his eyes and can reject. But whatever Rasulullah has said from his blessed statement, we will never reject. This is how strong our iman is, alhamdulillah. So he stated, the angel calls out in the skies, in the heavens. What does he say? The first reward, that person, for example, who's ignorant, who casually ignores on the day of judgment, Hashar, he will be dragged towards the fire of Jahannam. He will be shackled by the chains and dragged. Why? Because he took this hadith casually, he ignored, he neglected the reward. And that's the reward we get now. What reward are we talking about? The first reward. SubhanAllah, the angel says, oh people, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you, those dhakireen who gather to do the dhikr of Allah. Allah has forgiven you. That's the first message. What a great reward. What a great reward. Allah has forgiven. Then, the second reward, not just forgiven, but what happens after that? Allah Ta'ala, subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala has not just forgiven you, but all the dirt and impurities that were stuck to you, Allah Ta'ala has transformed them into good deeds. Allah has given a reward on top of that. Allahu Akbar. And another ajeeb point, the first part of the hadith that I read, that's an ajeeb thing, that forgiveness, what a great reward, that freedom from the sins, why, is such a great reward, that the sins that are stuck to us, obviously we need to get rid of them, We need to be free from them. How do we do this? That when a person sins, he will be thrown into Jahannam according to the sins he committed. Yes, so do we want to accept that? Okay, Allah Ta'ala will throw us into Jahannam and purify us. But what will purify the sins? What will be the fire of Jahannam? So what's the transaction today? Subhanallah. That these sins, what will purify them? The dhikr of Allah whilst we're living. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. So the hadith, they make us enjoy and rejoice. Have they not made us rejoice? Obviously a person gets intoxicated in a halal way, in a nice way, in a trance when he hears the great hadith that those sins that will only be purified by the severe fire of Jahannam. But today whilst we're living, after eating, wearing nice clothes, applying the fragrance, perfume, eating our food, we're sitting with ease in the house of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that if you remember me now, I will wipe away your sins. Which people? Man qawmi. Which people? Those people who listen to and adhered to and obeyed Rasulullah's words. They didn't ignore them, neglect them, reject them. Allah says that online, the technology has been given to us today, that in any corner of the world you go today, whichever man or woman now has gathered with us in this gathering of dhikr, included, then he will get the same reward that we're discussing. Rather, they will get more because they're not even in front of us. But still, they have their love, their regard, they've left all of their activities and work, and they've sat down. That today there's dhikr somewhere, it's 3 a.m. in the night, somewhere 2 a.m., somewhere the sun's about to rise, somewhere it's about to set, somewhere it's 3 a.m. in the night. But those individuals, they sit down, Allah seated them down, they listen. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala's words, they have not taken it slightly. No, if they have yaqeen, you don't have yaqeen, phone Pakistan, see how many people will be listening right now. Different countries of the world. So this is a gathering, not just physically here, others as well, who are remotely gathered with us. But we don't take this seriously. So first reward is forgiveness. Secondly, is the sins are burnt here in the world. They're wiped away. Third, the reward that Allah Ta'ala gives, another additional reward now. What is this? It's stated that, that group of people sit down, they sit down to do the dhikr of Allah, and their objective is nothing else. Their maqsad is one objective, that Allah, my Rabb, may He become pleased with me. What's their objective? That may my Rabb be pleased with me. Allahu Akbar. Yani radha. This is a high maqam that Allah Ta'ala gives. So, a person, once he does ibadah, his back may bend, but it may be impossible he gets his reward. But Allah Ta'ala has put an open sale today. Bargain, sit in the gathering of dhikr. So today, what are the rewards? Allah Ta'ala's radha, pleasure is earned, attained. What we realize is that the gathering, the majlis of dhikr of Allah, within this Allah Ta'ala has hidden a special reward that you also attain my radha, my pleasure, which is our ultimate goal, radha ilahi. Pleasure of our Lord. So tell me now, Shaytan, if he takes us away from this action, such a great reward, and if we take this slightly, no, forget, I won't go to dhikr today. What's the point of going to dhikr today? Maybe this gathering of dhikr will give me success. Maybe all my life I might just get one gathering where my destiny opens up and I succeed, and I will succeed due to that gathering. Do you understand what I'm saying? So my brothers, there are many things Allah Ta'ala has mentioned to us in the Quran. We should remain alert. We shouldn't be casual, ignorant, negligent, whatever a message of Allah and His Nabi Sallallahu is coming in the Quran hadith that you'll get this many rewards. Immediately practice that action. Immediately. And the dhikr of Allah today is a kamal. Miracle has made it so common that time and time again get your forgiveness. Time and time again get Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. Time and time again wash your sins, wipe away your sins. What a beautiful opportunity. Unique opportunity. Should we do this, my friends, or not? So shall we make niyyah, all of us? That's it. Don't leave the gathering. Wherever you see there's a gathering, have courage, determination. I need to arrive there. I don't know. I may not get this gathering again. These rewards, three of them I'm getting free of charge. And we cannot imagine the great reward Allah Ta'ala is giving. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq and you also. Ameen.